Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
We're going to go now to Georgina Fedigan from Citizens Information, who's going to tell us all about the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance. Good morning, Georgina.
Good morning, John.
And thanks for dropping into us.
Thanks for having me. Okay.
Right, we go.
Okay, so today we're going to speak a little bit about the back-to-work or the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance. As you know, the scheme is closed now. It won't be open till the first or maybe second week in June. But it's a scheme that helps meet the costs of uniforms and footwear for children of a school-going age. So they have to be aged between 4 and 17 on or before the 30th of September in each year. So this year then, 2018. The general rules are you will qualify for the scheme if you are getting certain social welfare payments. So here's the list of them now. Family income supplement, or the working family payment as it's called now. All the regular payments, job seekers payments, one parent family payments. You can also get it if you are getting certain other payments like maternity benefit that you don't get the qualified child increase, but you do still qualify for this. So the limits, once you're earning under the certain income limits, so for one child the income limit there is 576, that's for a couple, two children 606, and so on and so on. The best thing to do is for people to ring in or call in and ask us do they qualify. As I said, the forms aren't out yet for this year, but they will be out early June, middle of June. So
Jackie was saying, you are getting queries in
already. People like to be prepared, which is great, because you have to, especially if you have a few children. You need to be prepared, and we all know the costs of uniforms and sending children to school. It's just going up and up, and every year, you know.
This thing of having to buy uniforms in certain shops.
I know, it's dreadful. With school crests on the jumpers, and then if they lose them, because I know my daughter, my gosh, she's forever losing her school jacket and all sorts of tracksuit tops and stuff like that. So the costs can rack up. There's a flat rate. It's 200 per child. For 250 per child aged between 12 and 22, and 125 for eligible children between the ages of 4 and 11, and as I said, on or before the 30th of September in every year. This scheme is closed now, but some people get it automatically. They may not have to fill in the form at all, and usually they will send you a text message. You are getting all very tech savvy in the world today. So usually they send you a text message to tell you when it will be in your bank account or attached to your payment method of your social welfare payment. If that doesn't happen, you can send a text message to them asking for a form, and you send that to 51909, and all you do there is you send form BTSCFA, back to school clothing and footwear allowance, to 51909, and they can send you the form directly. Otherwise, some people are lucky enough that they get it automatically, especially if they've had it last year or the year before, you know, and in a few years their circumstances haven't changed. It will be attached to their payment method that they get their payment through, either the bank or the post office. But if you haven't heard anything, I'd say by the end of June, the first week in July, definitely call in and we'll give you the form and you can send it in.
But those payments, did you mention FISA?
Family income supplement. You can get the family income supplement is a qualified payment for the back to school clothing and footwear allowance, but you still have to meet the income limits. So people who are on FIS will obviously be working. Because it's a payment that people get when they're working. Now, they may also be in receipt of what's called the family dividend, the back-to-work family dividend. That, in actual fact, is not taken into the calculation when calculating for the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance. So there's an allowable, they are very generous in that way. And as far as I'm aware, FIS itself isn't taken in. It is a qualifying payment. It's a bit of a little anomaly.
A grey area.
It's a bit of a weird one. Although it's a qualifying payment, they don't take it into the calculation when calculating your income limits. So you're allowed to have your FIS. And they will just means test you on assess you on your wages. Which is good, you know. Good, so it is. It's a help to people, and they do try and it is one of the more generous schemes. And they do try and get as many people they do try and get as many people the payment as possible, because as we all know, as we just said, you know, the cost of sending children to school is really, really high, and it's just going up and up and up every year.
Right, well, that's it. It's good.
Yeah.
Good news.
So if people haven't heard anything and there's no payment there, I'd say by the third or fourth week of June, and they haven't heard anything and they're worried, come in, we'll fill in the form with you. You can drop it in the box or send it back by free post to Sligo. And sure, there's no harm in filling in the form, even if you do get it automatically the next week, whatever. But if people haven't heard, I would give it to the third week or the fourth week in June. And if they haven't heard anything by then start filling in forms. But up until then, don't worry.
And they can walk into the centre upstairs.
Of course,
It's no appointment necessary.
No, we're a walk-in service. Yeah. We're there from 8:30 till 1 and 1:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday.
Great. Thanks for that, Georgina.
No,
and the number is 0761078190.
Or they can, we are on Facebook now, so they can like and follow
technology.
Us on Facebook. Yeah. Northside CIS. And if you click like, then I update and I put 2-3 posts up, you know, about different things every week. And it's really, really, really helpful.
Great stuff. Moving along with the times.
Yeah, trying our best.
Thanks very much for that.
Thanks, John.
Georgina.
Thanks for having us again.
This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.